Steve Tom Fakum, Yeshivas at Brisk and Mir in Lakewood. This is Machaber Svarim and from our community. We'll have a different Hillel Rishon first. And especially Rav Simon has been coming for many years. It's more than a chazaket, so it's a long, long time, like 20 years plus already, to honor us with the Divrei Torah on a legal holiday. And we've also, how we spend a legal holiday, that's the meaning of Kiddush Hashem. It shows what your priorities are in life, that you're not wasting your time, you're not doing something inappropriate, but you want to spend time and hear Torah Hashem. It's extraordinarily important in terms of setting priorities, not just for yourselves, but for your B'nai Bayis and your family. It shows it has an impact, a roshim, on your family as well. I think all of us can testify to that, but it's, as Vasily Shishorovich says, some things which are so pashut have to be chazed over all the time, and this is something which is also important to emphasize the importance of Torah in our lives. I know, for the return of Purdue, I'd like to welcome Rav Kaufman and ask him to give us some different historical.
This week's parasha, Avram tells the Bnei Chayz Gever Soishav Anoichi Machem. So with that introduction, I feel I'm not welcome to the neighborhood, but really I'm a Soishav. I'm already grew up here in Kugan Hills. And when I was, I told Rabbi Rucham Olshin, the Rosh Shiva and Bismesh Gavai in Lakewood, that I'm back in Queens. He told me, he smiled, and he says, Kugan Hills is a very special neighborhood. Says you have everything, everyone comes together, and he says he was very inspired and taken with the neighborhood. So he said he wished me a bracha v'atzlacha, and he said to be marbitz Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we have today bringing together. Said it's not so often Beis Medrash Gavai and Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Chahanan come together. So that you need an Agudas Yisrael that we all come together. Give a special shkoyach for the miyastim of this year, Rabbi Dr. Zev Maybrook and Steve Brazil and Dr. David Horowitz for all these years they put in. Like I said, he's the soishav here for many years, and I'm the I'm just coming for the first time. Rabbi Simon, I was thinking we have things in common besides we share the same name, but we're both Baruch. But I also see that he hasn't shared things with Zmanim. And that's one of my favorite topics, so I'll try to behave during the Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah section. We mentioned about the Inyan would come, I guess, a holiday. I say something about Inyan de Yoma. And the truth is, these words, Ger V'Soysha V'Noichi Machem, a little bit remind us about our role. Today, this day, we have Thanksgiving. It's a day, on one hand, we have a big Akar Satoiv and this Golas of America that, Baruch Hashem, we're able to have learning, we're able to have our Batik Nasiyas, Batik Midrashas, Mikvois, and Irvin, and every area of Yiddishkeit we could have and could thrive, and the Malchus is Medina Shel Chesed. On the other hand, we still do Shlaim Yerich Abraham Toshu, we still daven every day. I know that lately the political situation, we hope, we don't know what's going to be, but we all have to remember, that the Shlaim Mircha Brachim Toshuv, and like Avram says, Ger V'Soyshev, we're kind of the opposite, we're Soyshev V'Ger. Avram was saying, really it was his land, he was telling B'nai Ches, this is mine, this is Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe Shem told me, Kum Asalich Ba'aretz, Pris Ben Absorim, on one hand, on the other hand, they were not yet, and they're still there, Kanani Aprizi Az Yoshev Ba'aretz. So Avram was saying, I'm a Ger, I'm sort of a Ger, But really, it's my land. And I think we're a little bit, in America, we're a little bit the opposite. It's the reverse. We're Toshav, we're here, and we feel established. And we have all our kehilas, Baruch Hashem, we're here many years. But on the other hand, we're Ger, because really, we belong with Mashiach, Tzidkenu, and Eretz Yisrael. So, that as it is, and how do we bring out the idea of the Ger is that we're strangers, is that we can't be in Gansan at that Simcha. We're still in Gola. So when we come in this type of world that we're in, when we go and we have Torah, like you mentioned, that the Torah is the idea of the keeping us separate, min ha'amim. So at the same time, we're together with the Umas, but we have the balance of the Torah, like we say about the Torah, we say Asher Bacharbanim Kolamim Nasalonos Torahsoi. So it's Bacharbanim Kolamim Hedilonim and Atayim and Nasalon Torah Semes. So Torah is what's Mavdil. So interesting, Lavush. Lavush says, the Gzeiras of Paspalter and these things. So Lavush says by Sersimei Tshuva, everyone knows that Machmer on the Pas Yisrael. So Lavush, like he typically does, learns Lavush, knows that he says sometimes very novel pshatim and things. And the Lavush says the Inyan is because a Sersimei Tshuva, a person has to be Mavdil himself, min umis. Not a why a Sersimei Tshuva, but that's what he says. He says with the Pas Yisrael is to show during a Sersimei Tshuva that we're not together, and these gzeiras were to prevent a sarvus. So that's what the Lavush brings down. So we're coming today. We're coming learning Torah on this day. So again, we recognize the day, but it's we have the Torah to and we should be take with pride. Asher Baruch Haban Mikolamim. I once heard from my Rebbe of Kalman Epstein. He said over that. We see in the Umas, we see different, said a little bit more Derech Drush as well. We see in the Umas different Hanhagas. In the different nations of the world, you see Hanhagas. Some go more with what we call Chesed, the Rachamim, with one sort of one way, and then others go with Gvura, with Din. We see that today as well. And he says, what's Klal Yisrael? And he says, this is Cham and Levana. We find always that Svarim bring down, there's Oivde Cham and Oivde Levana. Different avodah zarah. So I guess if you want to update that today, there's the Cham and the Levana. The difference is the Cham represents Chesed. It's the sun. It gives light. It gives heat. It's Chesed Rachmim, and it also represents Teva is brought down, and as well the Levana represents Emuna. It's the Ar and the Chayshach. It's Emuna. It's more Din. These are the two Inyanim. So we know that there are those that count to the Cham and those that count to the Levana. Lunar and Klal Yisrael's job in this world is to sort of we mix together, especially in Golus, but we have to keep the, like I was saying before, we keep the balance between the Cham and Levana. We camp the Levana, Amuna, but we also have the Chansi Ibra, we also have that we work with the Yemois HaChama. So that's the balance what Klal Yisrael does. So we should take this iris, and when we have a ruchnis and a gashmis, I was talking shul about the big theme of it's coming Hanukkah. We're already I guess shloshim yom kodem l'chag almost, and the big theme of the holy Yevanim, and there's a lot of ideas, but one of the things brought down in Sfarim that the Yevanim severed the ruchnis gashmis connection. They understand ruchnis, but gashmis has no place in ruchnis. There's ruchnis for itself and gashmis. Is its own thing, and the idea of Klal Yisrael is to connect. That's what we do. Chassidish Svarim talk about a lot about this. One of the Chassidish Rebbes teached up Ein Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda. So he used to say in the Chassidish style that the Ein Kiddush, the Iker Kiddush, being Kedusha, is B'Makom Suda. B'Makom Suda when there's Gashmias. That's the idea. But the idea is that your Mala, we bring up that's Klal Yisrael does. The balance, you have the Cham Levana, you take your Emunah, you take the Teva, you take the Gashmis, the world that we live in, and you bring it together. And the Yevanim, their philosophy was, what's Ruchnis is Ruchnis, and what's Gashmis is Gashmis. We don't connect it. I think Rav Yaakov used to say Pshat, as someone who eats, and he doesn't say Divrei Torah, it's Kilu Achlam Mizivchei Mesim, Misha says in Avos. So he says, why so harsh? Okay, you don't say Divrei Torah. He says, because when you say Divrei Torah al Shulchan, you're showing that this is not just a gashmistika thing. We say Divrei Torah al Shulchan, you're connecting, so it's connecting ruchis and gashmis. That's what we do Shabbos. Shabbos and the Shama Yisera. The idea of Shabbos is connecting the ruchnias of Shabbos together with the gashmis, and that's the avodah. We have Shabbos, it's intensified, but we always have. Whenever we eat, whatever we do, we talk a lot in this year about the regular gashmistika things we do in our day. And putting that together, everything in halach, open shulchan aruch, it's called halach, because everywhere you walk, everywhere you go, anything in gashmis has a ruchnistic component as well. And our avodah is to take this world, to take the gashmis and bring it up. I mentioned Parshas Noach. We know we always Svarim say always look in the source, the first time in the Torah. So we're the first time Yavin's mentioned in the Torah is by Noach, but it's Yavin's coming from Yefes, and the first chus sort of that Yefes has is Yafter Lekim LeYefes VYishkan Baalei Shem. That's what Noach says, and we know the whole story with Cham and Shem and Yefes, and we see that Shem was Zeicha to Talish Al Tzitzis. And Yefes was zeicha to talis lekvura. So I mentioned the shal shudas is that why the two inyanim? Why he gets tzitzis and he gets kvura? Because the idea is that when they covered Noach, it says vayikach shem veYefes. So Rashi says vayikach lashon yachid. So shem was more into it, so to speak. He was nesametz yoiser. So why was shem more? Because by shem, when he saw Noach's bezayin in the guf, he saw a gashmistika, he saw a physical chesaron. It was a busha, an embarrassment, a shame. A busha for his father. And he also saw at the same time there was a spiritual, because he looked at the guf as being a keli, so to speak, a place for ruchnis as well. So when he saw his father Noach, so the Erevas Aviyam, he saw there's a Gashmistika problem here and a Ruchnistika problem. So he right away covered it. But Yefes is Yoifi. It's Yafti. The ovens from Yafti Lekim Yefes, Vishkan Bel Lashem, because Yefes, but he saw the physical aspect. So the physical aspect, that was bothering him as well, and he covered it. So Mida Kenege Mida, he was Zechet to the Kvura, which is the covered on a physical level, but Shame was Zamas with the Yoiser. He was more because he got the talis of tzitzis, which covers up bein beruchnis and bein begashmis. So that's the idea. And we see Yavan, they have the beauty of Yefes, like the Gemara says in Megillah, they came to the second Beis HaMikdash, was going to be built through Yefes. So that's their beauty in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, we take that beautiful binyan, we look at the Mishkan, beautiful things in Gashmis as well, the Zav and everything, and we take that, and we're Milo, we do the biggest avoidus, in the Ruchnis. And that's really where the Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash is so many gashmistic things. Who could think more gashmist than behema? Take a behema, fats of an animal is almost the like, if you want to talk about it, like the real gashmist is this behema, and the place where it's the makim where it is the Mizbeach. And we find the Mizbeach being Shalom, Zevach Shlomim. Mizbeach is the makim of Shalom because that's the place in the world where the Eish comes, where Eish represents the Ruchnis, and the Shechina comes down into the Gashmias. So the Gashmias and the Ruchnias together. And again, that's what, there's a lot to say about this idea, but we'll have to give the last thing just to end off is that we the Gemara says in Brachas, the Ikech Sabi Bebavil, there's old people in Bavil, so Rav Yochanan said, it says, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem Yimeivineichem Alu Adama Asher Nishba, only in Eretz Yisrael you have Arichas Yamim. So why is there Arichas Yamim in Chutz La'aretz? So he said, because I see they come early and they stay late, they come to Bati Ksis, Bati Midrashas, so therefore that's what gives it to them. So what's interesting is why the coming to Shul. So the Rasha and others bring down, there's the Shul is like a Eretz Yisrael almost. The Shul is a fascinating idea. The Mikdash Ma'at is like Eretz Yisrael. So when they come to the Shul, now we're in Eretz Yisrael. So I mean, before I was saying Gervis Hoysha, but now it's all, it's not quite, but that's the Indian. We could get the schoolers. It's called the schoolers of Eretz Yisrael when we come to shul. But of course, it's midah keneged midah. It's not good enough just to come to shul. When you come, when you're maktim, and you're machshir, you come early in the morning because some stay a lot late at night. So midah keneged midah is almost you're in Eretz Yisrael longer, or you're in the makom mikdash longer. So midah keneged midah, Rabban Shalom give you arichas yamim. So I was thinking, if we see that in the Gemara over there, we can apply it to any extra time, so to speak, any time outside the regular Shachas Mincha Meirav, outside the regular schedules. We come early, come stay late, come on these days. We come extra, so we're kind of all, and we should go all in the school of Nekadem and Machshech Bebate Kansis about the Midrashas. So end off something that Rabbi Shirutsky was here many years, and he always used to say from the Kozhik liver that the Eretz Tzvi, he said that there's a difference between bracha and atzlacha. Bracha is in Eretz Yisrael. Yivarechecha Hashem etzion. That's what he speaks about why Birchas Kehanim is only in Eretz Yisrael every day. Bracha in Chutz La'aretz is atzlacha. That's what he says in Parashat Vayeshev, that Potiphar saw that by Yosef, It's not like that. Even though he was in Mitzrayim, he saw Vayivarech Hashem, he was getting bracha. So again, our names, we share the bracha, so maybe we have the school of Eretz Yisrael now, we're in the Batek and Sees, Batek and Joshua, we're coming special, Mekadeh Machshech, we have this school that not just the Hatzlacha, that we should also have all the brachas that come, and we should taka now, be Oisik B'Torah, and hear the Shir, and should be Zoicha taka to go to Rishlaim Yechabachim, Toshim Yishich Tzidkenu, Meir V'meinu Amen.
Rishus Marad Asra. First, we'd like to welcome him to, he needs no welcoming, but the new Rav here in the community, Rabbi Kaufman. So it's a schus to be able to continue the Shir here. Baruch Hashem, we were reminiscing, myself and Dr. Maybrook and Brazil, about when we originally started the Shir some 20-some years ago. And it's a big schus to be able to still continue having this shir b'kvias. And Rabbi Maybrook was the pioneer of, now it's more common, people have shiurim in different communities on legal holidays, but the rishon of this idea is Dr. Maybrook. Remember, Rabbi Bleich Shlita said over once there was a kollel in an out of town community, and there was some sichsuch. So someone started another kollel. So someone said, "In Shemayim, you're going to get chusim for both kollelim, because they only started your kollel because." So all the other mekaymus Torah throughout the community that have these shiurim is v'schus the original. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should, Ms. Paula, we should be able to continue all the opportunities of learning Torah, not to give up. You have a day off, so it's a wonderful opportunity. There's a vort, I heard this from Rav Chanoch Friedman many years ago, from the Chafetz Chaim. He says that bitaltam in HaTorah, who Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ish b'teilam habeg kenegdecha. So what does that mean? He says a person, he can't learn all the time. He has to go, parnasa, this, that. So okay, he has to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but what about on Shabbosim, when you don't have to work, or time's off? So if you learn, so then that vindicates all the other times that you weren't learning, because you had a, but if you're not learning in the time that you were able to, that you were off, then the teilam habe kenegdecha, then you get, demerit, so to speak, for all the other times that you weren't learning. But if you learn in the times that you have the opportunity, so then you vindicate all the other times that you weren't able to learn, so you're saying it that you had to be oisik in other things. That was Chanoch Friedman said over from the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, so it's always an interesting challenge to what should be the shir. One, in recent years we had Hanukkah fell out on Thanksgiving, so that was a no-brainer. This year we decided that perhaps a lot of the shilas that the early morning minyan of coming to shul, and it's dark and it's all these shilas that come up in this time of year before we change the clock and now again. So it's interesting to see the various Makoros in halacha and on the sinyan. So let's begin. I labeled seven different topics here on these inyanim. The first thing, the Gemara says in Brachas on Yudalad Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Idi bar Amri and Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shion Osir lo la'odam lasos chafotzov kodim sheispalo. You shouldn't be oisek in your asakim, your own personal things, before tefillah. In other words, tefillah should be the beginning of the day. Shenemar tzadok lefonov yehalach hayosim derech lefonov. So that's the issur of asiyas tzrachav kodem hatefillah. And we have to understand what's included in Asiyas Chafotzev Kodem HaTefillah. But that's how the Gemara begins. Some isser of being oisek in other personal matters before davening. Then the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Idi bar Avi, v'amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shion, kol mespala v'chachach yotzei l'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lo chafotzev." That if a person is mispalel, and then he goes in on his way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything for him as well. It's interesting if you look in the Rif, in the Girs of the Rif, on the second page here, says Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shion Osur LaOdam Latzeis LaDerech Kodem SheYispalo. So then the Tzadik LaFonav Yehalach VeYosim LaDerech Pa'omav. So here the Lashon HaRif was there's a separate issur of Latzeis LaDerech Kodem SheYispalo. That was in the Gemara. The Gersa we have in the Gemara was Asiyas Chafotzav, and then they quoted this idea of as just a milsa of whatever you want to call it, Milsa Dagara, if you'll do this. The way the Rif presents it is that there's an issa of Lotzeis Laderach Kodem Sheyispalo. That you're not allowed to go on a trip before Tefillah. And then the Rif has Amar of Idi Baravin Kolam Spal Vachachi Yotzei Laderach HaKadosh Baruch Hu also Lachafotzev. Shalem HaTzadok Lefanav Yehalach Yosem Laderach Pa'omav. So let us discuss a little bit about what is the Hagdara of Asiyas Chafotzev Kodem HaTefillah or Yetzia Laderach. I mean, this is a interesting shaila that people, a lot of people live in, you know, we had two chasanas last night. So we were going in from Washington Heights, we were going towards Brooklyn, and we saw, you know, all the traffic coming, you know, from Manhattan into New Jersey on the other side, Baruch Hashem, we were going the other way. And you know, traffic is a big thing. So a lot of people going, you know, who live in New Jersey, a lot of people have their parnasa in Manhattan. So a lot of people go into Manhattan before davening, and they find a shul near their place of parnasa. It's not only that. I know my son goes to Breuer, his, you know, the fifth grade Rebbe, he had to stop. Some of the Rebbeim come from Lakewood, you know, because you want to get a shteller, it's hard to get a shteller in Lakewood. You have to come to Washington Heights, to Kew Garden Hills, or something like that. If you want to, you know, Lakewood is overcrowded, so you got to get a shteller in Lakewood. So you come to others. So the best case scenario is you move here. So this way you're here, but a lot of people, some are rebbeim, you know, to be a rebbe in a yeshiva town in Lakewood is not so easy either. So you're willing to come to Breuer, like someone said. So you get a shtala. So it's not so easy. So my son said his rebbe, you know, comes in early in the morning and davens in Washington Heights. He davens in Washington Heights. You know, or else it's going to be very. So we have to understand what's the hagdara of is that a question of going on a derech kodem hatfila, or not? What is the hagdara of asiyas chafotzav? What is the hagdara of yitzia l'derech according to tefillah? So the Gemara in Brachas, another Gemara on Hayamid Reis, on page three over here, says Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer Al Shnei Devarim Hayisi Mitztaer Kol Yamai. Two things I was makpid on. I was makpid on my whole life. Al Tfilah Shetehe Lifnei Mitasi, that my tefillah should be by my bed. Val Mitasi Shetehe Misuna Bein Tzofer L'Darim. And my bed should be positioned from north to south. So what does this mean? Al Tfilah Shetehe Lifnei Mitasi, my Lifnei Mitasi, Ilemet Lifnei Mitasi Mamish. Does it mean to say that it's lifnei mitasi mamish? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yitainer, Rav Yishur ben Levi, Minayin l'mispawol, Shaloi heidover chotzeitz, beino levein hakir. In other words, when you daven by the wall, you shouldn't have anything chotzeitz between. So you shouldn't have a bed between you and the wall. That my davening should be in close proximity in time from when I get out of bed. So says Rashi. That he made sure I don't do malacha. Shalom lasak b'torah. Rashi says not only not to do malacha. Rashi writes even lo lasak b'torah shamarati mimitosi at sheekra kriyishma vespala. So samach l'mitosi doesn't mean physically samach l'mitosi. It means when I get up to bed, out of bed, so the first thing I want to do is say Kriya Shema and Davin. And Tosis says, "Ela Somach Mitasi." Says Tosis, "Shloya Osa Malacha Ad Sheispalo." Rashi Pirish Lumer Shosha Lumer Kodem Tefila. Loya Dati Menole. Okay, but Aval Raya the Shari Lumer Kodem. He has a Gemara. The Rav Makdim Moshe Yada in Vrach Masni Perke. Etc. Okay, but this is another. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGran Shulchan Aruch quotes this as another mekor for the discussion of davening right away and not doing anything before davening. Sobach l'mitasi. So we have that Gemara of Asur Asiyas Chafatzav Kodem Tefillah, and the Rif has the Girsa also Asur Latzeis Laderach Kodem Tefillah, and then we have this Gemara also of Somach L'mitasi, that it should be the davening should be Somach L'mitasi. Okay. And if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch here on page 15, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Siv Gimel, Peites Siv Gimel, also Lissasek B'tzrochav, Olelech L'derech Ad Sheispal Tefillah Shmon Esrei. And you look in the Bir Agra, in the bottom also, he quotes the Gemara, Brachas Hayam Dveis K'peish Tosas Shom, V'kol Shekein L'peish Rashi. In other words, according to Tosis, you shouldn't do malacha, and according to Rashi, even learning. But so the Vilna Gaon adds that as a makor as well, besides the Gemara that we saw on Yudalit. So the question that's raised is, are there any heterim to do things kodem ha'tfila? Like I gave you examples that a lot of times people are doing things before tefillah. So I was at one of the weddings last night. Rav David Feinstein was being Masada Kedushin, so we had a chance to speak a little bit. So like Rabbi Tuchman asked me, you know, taking out the garbage, and we can say, so Rav David thought, no, it's not something like, like that, like Rabbi Willick has in a Sefer HaMordechai, something that's very quick, doesn't have any Shehi Azman, or any Chashash, doesn't think that that's in, Rabbi Willick writes in the HaMordechai, doesn't think that's included. But let's try to get a Hagdara here of what's included in this and what's not. Asek means something involved. So let's take a look in the Gemara in Megillah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on page 6. Okay. So one of the important shailas that people have is, when should we start davening? On Yontif, on Shabbos, we daven later on Shabbos, early on Shabbos, what's the start? Man Tanya, Lahad Tanya, the Yontif ma'achrim lavo u'memorim latzeis. So, the Yontif, we come to shul later, start a little later, u'memorim latzeis. And so most shuls are makbird on the machrim lavo. The marim latzeis, it depends, who the chazan is, what the situation is. So says Rashi, Tana Dvei Rishmor, B'yontif machrim lavo, l'beis ha'knesis, tzorech l'troch besudas yontif. Kach mefurish b'mesach ha'soifim. So he says you have to be tereach Sudas Yontif. You know, most of us, hopefully, at the time the Yontif comes, we already did it before, but, they didn't have such refrigeration, they didn't have, so today you freeze, you put it in, you cook, a woman before Yontif, a week or two before, she has all the cheshbonos of which meal, what meal, so usually we're not being matarech so much, but Rashi says Zman Chazal, that was the Metzias, that on Yontif they were involved in the tircha of Sudas Yontif before davening.
Maybe Sudas Yontif is not that later, not very late. You don't shut that shoulder up.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not only on Pesach. It's on Yontif in general. It's not just Pesach. Okay. So you see here, as the Achronim point out, you see that there was a heter to do. In other words, you could have said, let them daven early and be tarech for the suda after the davening. They could have done. But no, in other words, they saw that they came to shul, some of the men also, who are we talking about? I'm not talking about the women. The women probably didn't come to shul anyway. So it's the men who were osik in the suda, some were helping out, however the metzias was. And so you see over here that there was a, and then that's the Masechta Sofrim here on page 7. V'yontev machum lavo shehim tzrichim v'sakim machal shol yom. So they were masakin the machal shol yom. On Shabbos, obviously, there's no machal shol yom because you can't cook on Shabbos. But on Yontif, there are all these things. Yeah, to right to also get things for recover Shabbos. Yeah. So. So We'll take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 22. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, "Upashut hu didavka chafatz avasa." That he thinks it's pashut, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that only chafatzav, only your own personal matters, not tzarach mitzvah necessarily. Yeah. So that's a separate thing. Well, let's see how he learns the Shulchan Aruch. Pashut, the davka chafatzav aser, aval cheftzei shemayim mutarim. Cheftzei shemayim is more regardless of tzedaka or mitzvah cheres. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You see from that Gemara, from that Rashi, the Masechta Sofrim, that the Chafatzav, the Egan of Chafatzim that are not necessarily Tzorchei Shamayim, is mutter. Only the your chafatz are aser, and only cheftzei shemayim is mutter. And then he writes, "Chein latzeis laderech l'dvar mitzvah mutter gam kodem hatfila." So this is his own chiddush. In other words, that's not mefurish. In other words, mefurish is that you could asias the isra for asias chafatzav kodem tefila is mutter. That's why they're machir the tefila. And he's saying that who adin derech, because some want to learn that us going laderech is also a din of asias chafatzav. So it should be one and the same. It should be one and the same that it should be permissible. So if it's tzorach mitzvah, it should be okay. Now the other part will Shayar will speak about momentarily. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and he takes issue with this Aruch HaShulchan. So he says, here, take a look at page 24. Where the arrow is. Zemikol anal lo yadati minayin lo lebal Aruch HaShulchan digam lo tzeis laderech l'dvar mitzvah mutter. He says, where did the Aruch HaShulchan get it? He's questioning the extension of the Aruch HaShulchan. Talod Nizkarak Zem Indian Liknos Tzarchi Shabbos or Yontif Tirchav Yotzei Lo Eidam Mashakosiv Sham. So he takes issue with that Aruch HaShulchan. He thinks that the Yitzia L'Derech is a bigger thing, and therefore he doesn't think you should be mako for tzorchei mitzvah by yitzia l'derech. His tshuva is something that we do all the time. You know, you have a face, you live in Washington Heights and somebody is making a bris in Queens. So what most people do is they travel to Queens and then they daven in Queens and they go to the bris. They don't daven They don't daven where they are in some other place and then go to the bris, because and they assume, like Rabbi Hoffman has pointed out, that they're doing tzorach mitzvah, so therefore they could do that kodem ha'tfila. So he wants to take issue. He thinks, no, that you should never go in the derech before tfila. So therefore, if you're coming to a bris, so you should daven to find a minion, whatever, daven early where you are, and then get in the car and go to the bris, because he thinks that the iser of going the derech is, yeah. Oh, so you're saying he's going to daven. So the parshas to me, I always thought, he's not going to daven because, you know, Lemaisa, he's going for the bris. He's not going for the davening. The davening could have gone here. You're not going to daven. Do we say, oh, I want to daven in the Catskills today. You live in Queens. You don't go to daven in the Catskills. The only reason you're going to the Catskills is because you're there for the summer. So you want to, you know, get ahead. So you already drive to the Catskills and you make it up for, you know, make it in time for, you know what? So you'll daven in the Catskills? Yeah, you'll daven in the Catskills, but that's not where you're going. You're going for your Egan at Tzrachim. So he's saying that even by a bris, he thinks, this is not clearly the Minhag HaOlam, what the very active, in other words, he argues with the Aruch HaShulchan on this, but that's what he says.
You start before.
Right, you start, but you don't always, yeah, if you, right.
So you have to stop on
the, yeah, I'm not, you see, that's what I was wondering. They speak about, like, starting before. Rabbi said to me, starting before, but Lemaisa, I don't know, but it's Marazer. Like, was once, the, in the old days, once you were on the Shayara, there's no place to go. Where are you going to go? Now, today, you know, you're on the, you just get off the exit, and you find, you know, like, is, do you have that same concept? I wasn't convinced about that. But, okay, so that's, but that's interesting. In other words, he takes it, you know, again, the Minhag HaOlam is not like Rav Harfin has said to me. He thinks the Minhag HaOlam is that people consider, are using the heter, that's going for a mitzvah, even though, I don't know, you're at the bris, it's some type of mitzvah of sorts. It's not exactly the same as like you're going for Pidyon Shvuyim, or you're going to save. So you're going to a bris, okay, so that's some type of Indian of sorts.
Isn't that the Isra Tzeis is only for Shacharis? It made it sound like he was connecting it even to mitzvah. He was saying, you can bring a Raya from Erev, some Erev Shabbos
and Erev Yom Tov. As if
your
problem. Well, no, right. There are restrictions about, you know, Mincha Marav, well, but the Iker thing we're talking about here is for Shachris.
So how is there an Aruch Shulchan? I thought he was bringing a Raya from Dum Tzarek
Yom
Tov, Shabbos, on Erev
Shabbos. Right, he's talking about doing things.
That's why you're not busy with it in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So to me, I was always, I always thought it was a little, and, what's his name? Rabbi Zion Vosner from Muncie. He wrote a whole piece many years ago in the Or Yisrael. It's a Torah journal that comes out in Muncie, where he felt very strongly about people who are going in their car and going someplace before davening. And he thought he wasn't talking about necessarily bris milah, but with that he could be. I think he held maybe the other way that tzarech mitzvah. But some people going. You know, it's a common place. People go to people live in Brooklyn and they work in Manhattan and they go to Manhattan, you know, early to face avoid traffic or whatever it is, and they go on the derech before the No, I'll tell you why. Because when you like the shul, you like the shul, you like the whatever, you like the shul. Yeah, no traffic, no, you like the shul. You could have gone, it's not exactly Brooklyn, but it's getting there. But, so you could have gone the next block and the block, but you're coming for davening. You're not coming in, or, you know, you're... That's why you're coming here. You really are in the mountains for the summer. So in order to get a full day, why should I first start out on my, you know, I do this at 7 o'clock minion in the city and then finish at 8 o'clock? And I first start out that I can already start out and I'll be there for shachris. So, but when you're doing that, you're doing for davening. So that's not you're doing it, you know, for your own personal thing. You're coming here for the davening. So that's much better than the cases of that. Oh, so that's what I thought is the thing. Hoffner says in the Sefer as well. But then I saw, you know, Rabbi Willig, when he's in the mountains in Shabbos, he likes to get there in time for the minyan, if he's away for Shabbos, to get, you know, Sunday morning for the minyan. So I was always mistopic, and Rabbi Ben Zion Vosner has that stark tshuva in the Or Yisrael. I didn't put it in the packet here, but it's in the Or Yisrael where he's very stark about people who are going on, getting in the car and going places before davening. Recently, on page 25, the Sefer Masoros Moshe came out. It's the second volume of the diary of by Mordechai Tendler. He transcribed the different things that happened in questions that were asked to Rav Moshe, that were not tshuvas that were written in the Igros Moshe. There's someone else, Rav Aaron Felder, who I had a relationship with before he was Nifter. He did a similar thing. Shumei Aaron, he wrote a similar thing. He told me Rav Aaron Felder, he used to be in Rav Moshe's apartment, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day in the afternoon, so he saw all the shilas, so he wrote down, so he printed two volumes, Shumei Aaron, on things, Tzokim, and on Haggis from Rav Moshe that were not in the Igros Moshe. So Rabbi Tendler has this thing, the Sefer Masoros Moshe, that came out, two volumes came out. So he has Talmud Rabbi Tuchman showed me that he has a piece on this thing. So he discusses similar shailas here, and he writes. He says in the second paragraph, Tocha du siach sha'alti rabbeinu lama muter leilech b'mechonis l'mokim rochok l'spalo. So some people would say Anachanami, that's not proper. So the assumption was that this is okay. Lishol Sha'ilus B'mikreshul Pon Shemasil Rabbeinu, right? Some people used to come. There was a famous Rav that used to be known to come to Rav Moshe early in the morning to ask his Sha'ilus to Rav Moshe. I guess that was a good, convenient time. No one else was there, so he could bother Rav Moshe. So he says, what's the heter? So maybe in a chanami, maybe there is no heter, but he's assuming there is a heter. Olech bar mitzvah, och shestam rotzel aleches l'mokom rochok, im yesh mokom yosek korov, sheyochol sham l'spalo. Okay, not exactly your case. Your case, I think, is mutter l'kulei alma, your case. But he's talking about the people, you know, they want to start off their vacation, so they figured, why should we start off, you know, so late? We'll start and we'll get the minyan in Liberty. We can drive for here. We'll daven shachris in Liberty, so then we'll be there already. So could be that it's usher. But he writes here the way it's presented here. Heishi Rabbeinu Shema Bekach Muter Lo Odom Lahachlid Shirotzer Davkin L'Spal Beize Mokum Muter Lo Lechlech Nisham. So this is a chiddush to me, but that I can decide today, every day I daven across the street. But today I feel the need, I have to daven in the Catskills, I have to daven in the Poconos. So that's where I'm davening today. And therefore you could, even though that's not really why you want to be there, you want to be there because you're taking a vacation there, you do whatever there. So he's saying that you, yeah. Okay. The first part of that's so to me is a chiddush, but if you say like that, then if you assume like this assumption, then you're going to daven wherever it is. You can decide. If you assume like that, then the first part of the tshuva was about somebody who wants to take driving lessons before davening. You know, the driving lessons, they're very busy, so they can fit you in a slot. You know, before davening. Kodesh Yisrael. So he says that. Rav Moshe said he thought that was Nachshav Katsias Rachav Sheish Lahachmer Lelechatchila. Okay, and then he says someplace that would be good if the end of the driving lesson they end up by the shul. Okay, I don't know. It's still a chiddush. This whole thing. Now, two more nekudas about this before the rate we're going, we might be here till Shkia. So, two more nekudas. First, there is a tshuva in the Tshuva Sadeshin on page 8. The Shach points out that the Tshuva Sadeshin, he writes Kayadua, he wrote the questions and the answers. It's not like Igus Moshe that people sent him questions and he wrote. That was a way of presentation, like the Shagas Aryeh, and a little bit different, but the Shagas Aryeh also wrote the questions and the answers. Here he wrote more, you know. So this is the question. Hamashkin v'omer brachos v'shvachos ad baruch sh'omer. Chosel v'esim also tzorachu v'chafotzev shapir ka'ovir olov. In other words, is it a din dafka in Shmoneh Esrei? You can't do asiyas chafatzav until you say kriya Shmoneh Shmoneh Esrei. But what if you said already Birkas HaShachar, you said, you know, up to, you know, all these brachas that we say in the morning, so at least you recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam before you went and you did your chafatzim. Shema, maybe Shema, Chabalos Ol Machos Shemayim, maybe. So his approach. So that was his question, and his tshuva was, "You had the lo shapik of it." He thinks, "No, that you have to the real davening, the real Shmon Esrei. You got to do the real thing. This brachas thing." He says the Hasinan. Also, Lodom Sheyas Chafotz of Kol Yishuv Spalu Stam Tefila Muskeres B'Talmud, page 9, Utefila Shmon Esrei. In Kein Lo Yoyel Masha Omer Brachos V'Sishbachos Kvar V'Beis Hakneses Tefila Shmon Esrei Shenikbu Iker Lavodes Hamokam Baruch Hu V'Chamiri Tfei V'Kami Mili. And he says, you see that from the Gemara, because the Gemara says Kol Anosin Shalom L'Chaveru Kodim Shi Spalu on page 9. So you can't give shalom before davening. So then the Gemara has a kasha by Kriya Shema ben Aprokim shalom ben Akovod. So you see that you are. So the Gemara says no. Tirgumah Ravaber Mashkim Lepischo. This is Mashkim Lepischo. So the question is, in fact, the Tshuva Sadeshin, if there's a heter once you said brachas, that it's okay. So here, obviously, he said brachas. He's holding it ready by Kriya Shema. So he said, he must have said brachas. Fashdi lo kabdina el sheyoma brachas v'sush brachas. Kolim asiyas chafotim kei ma porach. Me'ad esho ben aprokim. Da'asa mokoch ha'kfar amal l'chol ha'pochas. Birkas yotze or. Right, brachas v'sush brachas tuva. So the pasha says, al korach ha'davka ha'tfil shmon esrei kabdina. That the ikar is shmon esrei. That you have to, before you go on the trip, you have to, you know, have davened shmon esrei. Yeah. What you mean? Right. I mean, he's in. So that's a question: whether that's still not right because it's a siyas chafatzav. Yeah. Sorry, Ian on that. Yeah. But if you look on page 15 in the Shulchan Aruch, So the Shulchan Aruch says also the Sasek B'tzrachim, etc. And then he says, Agav Yish Mekilin, Boma Lacha Shalom Miktsas Brachas. V'tov Lachmir B'zeh. So the Ramah sort of quotes it, but it says Tov Lachmir B'zeh. Rav Vosner in that paper there, he thought, you know, the Iker is the book in the Truma Sedeshin, so... See, the way it seems over here is Yeshmaki, you know, the Iker din Yeshmakilim and Tovel Achmir, but he thinks the Mashmos of the Truma Sedeshin is more that no, there was this idea, and he thinks that it's not a good Heta. It's just saying Brachas before, now you can go tour the world, etc. But, so that's. Yeah. Yeah, Orchas Chaim, right? Yeah, so it could be, but so that's another sniff that if you said brachas, so maybe that could be something else. Yeah. Okay, one nekud on this inyan is a gemara brachas on page 4 in Lamed Amud Aleph.
Avod Shmuel Levi ki avibol the meipak leorcha.
So when they would go out in the derech, have a mekadmi matzli. So they would daven Shmuel that's right. He have a mati is man kriya Shmuel koro, and then they would say, let's say Kriya Shema's Mishayakir, and beforehand, Alos HaShachad, they would already dive in Shmuel Esrei. Kimarki Aitani Tani Mashkum Atzis LaDerach, Vivina Shofar Vitokera, Lulak Uberamera Megila Lekorah Vok, Shegiles Man Kriya Shema Koreim. So that's the question. The person has to go in the Derach, so what should he do? Should he, is he daven Shmoneh Esrei at home? So this way, if he davens at home, he'll daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei at home, but he won't say Kriya Shema yet, because it's not his mind Kriya Shema, he'll say Kriya Shema later. So, he won't have Smichas Gulu Tefillah, but he'll daven Shmoneh Esrei like a mensch. Stand up, he's not on the derech. So that's the first opinion, says that you should daven Shmoneh Esrei at home. Then you say Kriya Shema after. Rav Shimon Meloza Omer Benkach Ubenkach Koresh Kriya Shema Mispalo. No, you should say Kriya Shema and Mispalo Kidei Sheyismach Gulu L'Tfila. That you should wait. You should wait with the Shmoneh Esrei. You should wait with the Shmoneh Esrei, so this way Yismach Gulu L'Tfila. So what's the Machlokes? Because it's B'maikim Miflegi. Masover tefila meumer adif, umasover mismach gulu tefila adif. So what's more important, tefila meumer? Because if he's going to say Shmoneh Esrei at home, so he'll stand up. He's, you know, normal. He doesn't have. He's not running. He's not walking. He's not. So he's not going to say. He's not going to have smichas gulu tefila. But it's more chashuv tefila meumer. And the other opinion says no, smichas gulu tefila is more important. So therefore, he has to go on the derech. So let him not say Shmoneh Esrei, and let him start to once the zman comes, he'll say Kriya Shema, and I'll say Shmoneh Esrei walking on the way. So that's the. So those are the two days in the Gemara here. So which is important. So the Beis Yosef, take a look at the Beis Yosef on page 10. This is the Beis Yosef on page 10 at the bottom, the third arrow.
also belong to Rabbeinu Agoda Mari Abu Hav. Shulo bediktuk, shaylalon tosev amchab amachlokus sheish bezev yesh mishasov tov hu sheispal bezmana mishispal bebais. Rav Kan tofes lo svaras harosh, shovet tfilas habayis odif. So to understand this question, the Machatzis HaShekel, if you take a look at the Machatzis HaShekel, so he explains clearer what exactly the question is. Here, take a look on page 16. Heim divrei Rav Beis Yosef, shekosov liyashiv kushes Maria Buhav. The kan kosov dotzo lotzeis l'derech kodem sheis palel, tu b'chal yisar achsiyas chafotzev kodem atfila. V'sof zimun zeh kosov b'shas atchach shesor lahashkim, hachi yodiv tvei sheis palel v'veso mu'umad. In other words, the Torah says what? That you can't go on the derech before tfila. But from that sugya in Brachas, as much for the only issue is not going out l'derech. The only issue is that we want you to daven Shmon Esrei standing. So that's why you should daven at home. Because if you daven at home, you can say Shmon Esrei standing. But if you go, then you're not going to be able to... So the question that Maria Buhav has is... But there's another consideration that the Gemara doesn't seem to take into account. Namely, that you're not allowed to go in the derech before tefillah. So why isn't that taken into account? Why is the whole discussion tefillah mu'umar odif or mismach lula tefillah odif? We should say that the stamina is to go... So the Beis Yosef says here a new teretz. He says, "Al zet teretz Rav Beis Yosef b'sof siman zet mairi she'ein hashayora mamtenes lo. V'kachay amuto lotzeis kona matfilo." There was the cases like this, but there's the shayora. There's the caravan of people, however they used to travel with the shayora. So if you have no choice because the ride is going, so then that's going to be matir, the isser of going with derech kodem atfila. Right, in other words, that's going to be matir the isser. So memela, the only other consideration now is should you still daven at home because you'll be able to stand for Shmon Esrei normal. Oh, one second. So you see over here a yisod from the Beis Yosef that if the shayora is not mamtenes lo, so then there's a heter to go. There's a heter to leave when the and that's brought in the Magen Avraham. Take a look on page 15. Nearly, Tim Eina Shayorim Tenis Lo Mutar Leilech Laderech. That if, in other words, so again, it's not like they didn't have cars and buses and things like that. They had the Shayorah, the caravan of people, because you didn't go to a caravan, there was a Sakana probably to go in the Derech. So you go with the people. So if the Shayorah is not Mantenis Lo, this is, they're here now, you gotta go. So then you can go. So the Bach disagrees with this kula, but this is the kula of the Beis Yosef. So, Rabbi Ha. Oh. So it's like this. So if you look on page 27. So
this is the Sefer Vayivach David. It's Rabbi Harfenis from Williamsburg, one of his many svarim. So this is a kuntras on tefillah. So he discusses this shaila about going places before tefillah. So he writes here on the bottom arrow, of imtzibas ritzon, and this is ma'isim b'chol yom, that a lot of people go, they live in the Chveis, Queens, and they work in Manhattan, so they want to drive to Manhattan before davening, so they'll beat the traffic, and then they'll find the shul in the Diamond District, and this district, and that, and they'll daven. So he says, imtzibas ritzon l'hakdim nisiyoso hu k'deli nasel min ha-traffic, pekak, shevokash came, so he first he writes he doesn't think that's a heter, but then he says the chacham echad in the bottom line. I asked him who the chacham echad was. He told me he was giving a shiur once on this, and somebody in the shiur raised this question. So he's the chacham echad. So anyone here could be the chacham echad. Echad echad rotsalomar dal yidei ichur nesiyoso. I think that's a very good svara. And Rav David Feinstein, I saw him last night at a chasana, and he also thought that if a person needs to go, because that's helpful for him, then he can even go, he could drive into, he lives in Brooklyn, he can drive into Manhattan before davening, and but that's when, because, I told Rabbi Harfenis also, and Harfenis also said this, that that's called in Sherem Am Tennis Law, because you're going to come late to work, so that's like something you have to do, you have to be there. So that's like in Sherem Am Tennis Law, because you're going to miss out. But the Musa Haskell should be that when you're on a Sunday morning and you're taking a family vacation, and you say, well, let's get up at 7, we'll drive, and we'll get the minyan in Monticello. We'll drive we'll drive an hour and a half to get the minyan in Monticello. This way we'll be in Monticello. That's not posh. That's not posh. Rav Abadi and others, more mako for the Parnosa type of cases where you have to be at work at a certain time, and there's traffic and this, or in the case I gave you, my son's Rebbe, the old Rebbe in the fifth grade came in from Lakewood, so he's getting old, so it was too much already, so he retired from the school. So they got a new Rebbe. The new Rebbe also lives in Lakewood. So he comes in every morning from Lakewood, and they daven down when they come to Manhattan. So that could be also Tzorach Mitzvah and things like that. But, like Rabbi Harfenis said, you can say everything's Tzorach Mitzvah. Then you mevatel the whole halacha. Everything, this is Tzorach Mitzvah, that's a Tzorach Mitzvah. So, okay, but I like this idea. The Ein Shayorim Am Tennis Lo, this Chacham Echad, I thought, he says maybe it's different because Elo Brei Racher is over there, but I think there's so many rabbanim are mako on that, but we should realize not to overuse the heter. In other words, the heter is when there's a real tzorach, and you need for parnasa, and you're going to come late to this, and it's not going to work out. Whereas you're just taking a casual family outing or something like that. So daven local, even though that means that you're going to start off a little bit later. So what? That there's an isser of going on the derech, calling that tefillah, and the cooler of the saying brachas is, the Truma Sadeshin thought it was a very shvacha cooler of Osno. So, in other words, we should realize that there's an issue here, and sometimes we'll be mako, but not always.
What about the fact that you're starting out before the month?
Yeah, so that's what the Rav mentioned before, like the advice, he's starting out before the month. So I was mesupak about that, because you see, in those days, starting out before the Zman, so you want the Shayara. So you start out before the Zman, so then you have to go with the Shayara. And then there's no way to get off. But the Zman is there, like, in other words, you say, I'm going to dive in
in Monticello, but what gives you the right to keep going? Right? Because today, you could stop Chveis. You should have stopped in Muncie. You should have stopped in... What's the heter to, you know... Just because you're... See, a derech today, I don't think is necessarily the same as the derech of yesteryear. That once you're on the derech, you're on the derech. There are no minyanim. There are no exits to get... today, you know, there's... You know, so maybe you have a chiyuv on the next exit. You know, there's a shul in Muncie, so no, don't go all the way to Monticello, and you could stop in, you can stop already in Muncie. Maybe that. Yeah. That's a question. It depends who you ask this question to. You know, people, you know, will leave their whole family to be with their Rebbe and Rosh, you know, Hasidim leave their whole Mishpacha, you know, today, Uman, you know, you go to Uman, you know, they say the Rosh Tevos, Elul, Ani Le'uman V'Ishti Levad, or Ani Le'uman V'Ishti Lebayis. You know, they leave the whole Uman, that became, so it's very spiritual. I count that I must have had at least 10 Talmidim who were in Uman, this Rosh Hashanah. And Taka, you know, they Taka feel very uplifted. So the question is, feeling uplifted when there's something that's maybe an Iker Halacha. So, well, that's the question. That depends who you ask this Shaila to. You'll probably get a different answer. Yeah. Right. The main idea is to daven as soon as you can once you wake up. Somach l'mitasi. That's what the Gemara says. No. In other words, you're not supposed to have a big arichas. You know, when you wake up, first thing you should do, you should daven. No, so again, like this gentleman said, that doesn't mean that you want to come to this shul and he says he lives in Kew Garden Hills and he comes to this shul. He likes this shul. I don't think you have a chiyuv to go to, there's a shul next door, but you feel more comfortable here. I think that's... And in fact, you see from the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says in Sota that this woman, she had 13 shuls in the neighborhood, and she still wanted to go to the further one because schar psi, schar halicha. But that, you can't call that a derech, you know, so it's... Well, you can make that differential between two blocks and here to Manhattan. And you go on a highway, you know. Okay, so Bekitzer, one should not do things before davening that are, like Rabbi Willigar is going to say, for that are going to be prolonged, a prolonged ASEC. Something like Rabbi David Feinstein said to me yesterday, you want to take out, like Rabbi Tuchman says, you want to take out your garbage before you go to shul. You know, so that's a chick-chock. You just bring it out. So that's not part of the Isra of Sias Chafatz of Kodem HaTfilah. But you're going to be involved in a, like the Rav said before, you're going to be involved in a whole ASEC beforehand. That you shouldn't do. So a lot of people, you know, you see people travel 3 hours and then they first daven. So if you say like the Svara that drove... That they quote from Rav Moshe, so then maybe. But I'm not convinced that that's the pashup shot. To do what then? Yeah. So therefore, what? Well, you can do that. Yeah, it depends where you live, how long it's going to take, things like that. Okay. Okay, so now we did Aleph and Beis. Halicha b'derech kodem hatfilah, asiyas chatzrachav kodem hatfilah, where you have all the interesting machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kloisenberger Rebbe, where the heter of tzorach mitzvah is only by asiyas chatzrachav or also by halicha b'derech. Okay, let's talk a little bit about zman levishas tzitzis. This is comes up a lot, talis and tefillin. So talis and tefillin, the Zman is Mishayakir. Talis, Tfilin. It's interesting where the Zman of Mishayakir comes in, because
Normally, this is the halacha. The halacha is that the day starts in Alos HaShachar. Right? That's when the day begins. Halacha. But the Mishnah says in Megillah that any mitzvah that you're supposed to do from Alos HaShachar, l'chatchila, you should wait till Netzach Hama. Page 5. In Kodesh HaMegillah, v'lomalin, v'lotovlin, v'lomazin, v'chetshomez, yom kineged yom, l'otitbol, ad sh'tein Netzach Hama. That anything you do from Alos HaShachar, that's Yom. But we're afraid. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Kulam Sha'osu, Tim Shalos HaShachar Yimamahu. That's Yom. Ha'alfish Eina Kol Bekim Bo, Tzvichim Lahamtin Ad HaNeitzachama. But since, you know, Alos HaShachar is not so clear when it is, but Netzach Hama, you see the sun. So that's pretty clear. So the Chatchili should always wait till Netzach Hama to do a mitzvah. Chatchili should always wait till Netzach Hama to do a mitzvah. A day mitzvah. Even though Alos HaShachar is eager than day. Oh, so let me show you first, there's a pre-chadash that I'm very into. I'm very into this pre-chadash. Someone told me, Rav Mordechai Kohn told me, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal once said that he never saw a krum svara in the pre-chadash. That he felt that everything in the pre-chadash that he's seen is glatt. So I'm very into the pre-chadash. Pre-chadash says something. It's a famous story that Rav Aaron's, somebody, one of the achronim quoted the pre-chadash, and Rav Aaron thought it was not a good svara. And he looked up the Pre-Chadash and he saw that was the Akron's extension of the Pre-Chadash, but the Pre-Chadash himself never said it. So that vindicated his feeling that he never saw a Krum Svara, I shouldn't say Krum, but never saw a Svara that he didn't feel was compelling. So this Pre-Chadash I rely on every day, this Pre-Chadash. The Pre-Chadash says, page 18, I rely on this pre-chadash every day. He says like this. What's the din of tefillah? When are you supposed to daven? Shachris. So normally we say, well, it's a day mitzvah. So when do you do a day mitzvah? Alos HaShachar. But l'chatchila you're supposed to wait till Netzach Hama. So if you want to get the super duper kiyum of Vasikin, so you have to daven at Netzach Hama. But if you want to get the lechatchila, so daven Netz and after Netz. So every time you daven Netz and after Netz, then you get the lechatchila. So the pre-chadash is mechadash, that by tefillah, if anyway you're not davening at the Netz, then it's just as good to daven what? Before Netz as after Netz. He says, why? Because that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought the Korban Tamid. They always brought the Korban Tamid before Netzach Hama, Mishayir Mizrach. That was much before Netzach Hama. That's what they did l'chatchila in the Beis HaMikdash. So tefillah shouldn't be any different. So tefillah, he says, so that's why I daven a lot of times, and it was 6:30 minyan, that half the year we get Shmon Esrei before Netzach Hama. So anyway, I'm not from the Vasikin minyan people. So if I'm not a Vasikin minyan people, so then the Pre-Chodesh says it's just as good to daven before Netz as after Netz, if anyway you're not davening at a Netz. That's what he says. Ha-mechaber, sasim b'kam v'mo perish, v'ikar hu, d'shlosh z'manim yesh v'aschol z'man tefila. In the Iker mitzvah, Netz ha-chamak Vasikin. That's the best. Vasikin. Yuchem Shemesh. Hu l'chatchila yochel ispalel, mishol al murashacha v'yir in p'nei mizrach. But l'chatchila, he writes, l'chatchila. If you're not davening Vasikin, then it's still considered l'chatchila to daven mishallah al murashach ve'eir p'nei mizrach. In other words, not al murashach, but ve'eir p'nei mizrach, which is something similar to Mishayakir. Mid havi atonit.
because it's like the Korban Tamid. And that's what he did in the Beis Hamikdash. He says, Miu imispalo mish'Allah amur ha-shachar yasa. That if you give the Eved from Alos ha-shachar, but l'chakhila, you could even do it when they did the Korban Tamid, that was after Tehir Pnei Mizrach, etc. But the concept of waiting till Netzach Hama and doing it after Netz, that's if you're doing a bris mila, so do it that way. If you, but for tefillah, there's a separate kula. So I always rely on this pre chadash, except for two times during the year that I don't. Sukkot and Chanukah. Because Sukkot, so if I'm going to daven with that minion, then that minion that's davening before Netzach Hama is going to be taking the lulav also before Netzach Hama. Right? Because they're going to say hallow and they're going to take the lulav. So it's a little bit awkward to be in. And once you take it before, then you did the mitzvah b'di'evit. So I don't want to do the mitzvah b'di'evit. See, the pre-chadash tells me I could daven l'chatchila before Netzach Hama and I'm still a l'chatchila Jew. But to take lulav, if I daven at that minion on Sukkot, then I'm going to take lulav, right, after Shmon Esrei, and after Shmon Esrei, if they're davening before Nate, so they're going to get to Shmon Esrei before Nate, and then they're going to get to Hallel before Nate. So therefore, I don't want to do lulav b'di'evit. For Shmon Esrei.
But I don't want to do lulav b'di'evit, and there's no heter for lulav. Lulav, l'chatchila, you have to wait till Netzach Hama.
So therefore, this Chol HaMoed, I got stuck. Halos is imame, but l'chatchila, you wait till Netz.
Oh,
so someone to say that that today we have watches, so this whole halacha shouldn't apply. But others disagree. Like Rav Shechter wrote about this, that this is considered. I think Rav Shechter wrote the Dovash of Minyan, that meaning something that Chazal l'koveya, and even though the reason doesn't apply, we still keep it. Like a lot of things like that. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, we don't take medicine on Shabbos unless there's certain cases of choly, because you could have come to grind herbs. So no one's grinding herbs today because you take an aspirin. Yet, the halacha still exists. That's what I have to point out. That's part of the general concept of the Dovash of a Minyan. That's when Chazal, that's the, I'd say, probably the fundamental difference between orthodoxy and other branches, is whether the other branches say it doesn't make sense anymore, so get rid of it. Right, you have to change it, as you said, right? And we say no. I just have to point out, it's a Dovash of a Minyan, and the Dovash of a Minyan, it used to be Rabbi Chalap used to say that the main difference, one of the main differences between orthodoxy and conservative was whether you make Kiddush on grape juice or not. Okay? That was the big thing. Today, you would laugh at that, because, everyone's making Kiddush on grape juice. But Rabbi Chalap says, he remembers the day that, you have to think back, but he remembers the day when that was like considered, that was only for the conservative movement, grape juice. And now all the Hasidim, everyone's making Kiddush on grape juice. But Adovishim, so when it comes to Hanukkah, so Hanukkah is a little bit, so Hallel. Hallel also, you have to wait till Netzach Hama to say Hallel. So Hallel is a little bit better, because if you're not saying Hallel with the people, no one's going to know. You can just, you're looking at something, people don't, no one knows you're saying Hallel, you're not saying Hallel. No one knows, no one cares, But if you're not taking your lulav, then it looks awkward, because everyone in the shul is taking their lulav, and you're not taking your lulav, because you're still waiting to Netzach Hama. So I don't like that. One time, this year, I had to go to an early minyan, and I still didn't want to lose out on my lechatchila, and so I waited with the, and then most shuls today, except in the Lower East Side, they're still machped in this. Most shuls today, if you're Nusach Ashkenaz, you're not supposed to say, Hoshanas until after Musaf. But today, everyone's a schlep. You put your lula back, and the Dersh will take it out again. So everyone, even the Nusach Ashkenaz people, want to be like the Sfard, Nusach Sfard, and once you have it out for Hala, let's say Hoshanas now also. That became the very common in places. So, but in Lower East Side, they still hold on to the old Minhagim. Yeah, Queen Stu, and so they go through the schlep of putting back the lulav and then taking it back again for the yeah. So this idea, you should know, is said in the Marsham. There's a tshuva in the Marsham. Marsham is one of the Gedolei Hador. He was the Rav in Berzhan. You know what they said? Rabbi Teichter said to me, his own Balabatim didn't appreciate him. He was a Velkoin, and he was appreciated by the Lomdim and all the door. So he said, I'm the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla, except for Berzhan.
That was, Rabbi Teichter told me that Marsham lived.
So Michtova Megal Oifa Giyani B'dvar Asher Itziya Lefono Oifa Daga B'libo Yeah B'dvar Minag B'iro Ki Yaldei Sheish Beis Kines Harbe Page 42. So he speaks about the different minyanim Kamei Batei Medrash Kodim. The first word in line is Kodim. Kodim Tchei Nodlim Luloveyem Im Halel Kodim Neitzachama V'u Neger Adin. He thinks it's neger hadin. The ain lasos came lechatchila. V'tzide lomar. Well, Leon, this is your thing. What Leon just said. The bezman hazeh sheyesh lechol bayis kli shaos v'leke lemite sheyid mushakvar alav macha v'yesh pegim yesh lomar the shari. Chazasavus lomi kri yom ani tzachah. But some are going to say, but he thinks that lechatchila he shouldn't. So he writes. Maybe, but if you're doing a bris mila, you shouldn't do it till after Netzach Hama, because chatchila it would be kosher from an olos hashachar. But then he says maybe the rabbanim's are different. So lemaisa netilas lulav after the first day is only the rabbanim. So that could be a svara lahakol that the netilas lulav after the first day. Only the first day is daraisa outside the mikdash, because after the first day is only the rabbanon. So maybe the rabbanon, you don't have to be so machtish. And it's interesting. I saw for the first time this year Rashash on page 41. He wants to say a chiddush to Rashash. He says, "Haturi even cause of pshitus to chol hani the chashiv masnis and the kamon gam ken dinai lechatchila tzarek lahamtin and neitzachama." Chashiv imashna tamid the mashma, but tamid they saw that they didn't wait till neitzachama. So that's what the pre-chadish says, a special din by tefila. So he thinks, no, why should it be a special din by tefila? So he thinks, I was so excited to see this. He thinks, Lulei de Mustafina, you know, when you want to say something, Chiddush, and you want to, like, give a disclaimer before you say it. So you write, Lulei de Mustafina. Had I not been fearful, I would say the following. That's always the good stuff. Lulei de Mustafina is a code word, now you're going to say something good. Because no one wants to say the good because they're always afraid. Lulei de Mustafina, you say, Omer, Adam, the Neitzacham, I can, Enome, and Neitzacham, the Kula Shas. The Dal Minim, Halubni Sheyir HaMizrach. In other words, sometimes the word Neitzacham doesn't mean literally Neitzacham. It just means that it's not Alos HaShachar, it's Heyir HaMizrach. It's sort of like part of Mishayaki or something like that. So then he's saying that the din in the Mishnah, the Machakila, he's supposed to wait till Neitzacham, just means Mishayir HaMizrach, which is much earlier. If you say like that, wow, I was very excited. Because then that, and then it explains very well that there was no special din in the Mikdash that they daven, they brought the Talmud early. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva to Rav Nota Greenblatt, he says, you see that sometimes L'chatchila they did b'di'evet.
in the Mikdash. They did that every day. They acted b'diavad, and so that became the lechatchila for the. But he's saying no. He thinks the whole thing that sometimes it says neitzachama, it doesn't really mean neitzachama. It just means, you know, it doesn't mean to be taken literally neitzachama. There's a discussion in Hilchas Nida in Vestos, where the Vestos Hayom is Neitzachama, or a body writes from Sefer Eshkol, maybe it's one of Lof Sashacha. So this is I was very excited, but I don't know if this is the mainstream, obviously it's not the mainstream, but it's definitely a limud zchus on all the people that were taking lulav already, and they're going to the early minyan on Derech Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So you could say like Marsham, it's only the Rabbanan, so there, but they're saying Hallel. So with this Rashash, I was very excited to find this Rashash. Until this year, I've been preparing for this year, I never knew about this Rashash, so I was very excited about this Rashash.
Oh, now let me ask you a question. So what's the pshat that by tefillin and by kriyashma and by tzitzis, there's lachatchila, you could do it mishayakir, right? It always says earliest tefillin, earliest talis. So how come the earliest tefillin, earliest talis is not neitzachama? At least lachatchila. In other words, we hold that the earliest tefillin talis, you can do lachatchila mishayakir. But I thought, what about the Mishnah? That all the mitzvahs bayom, you're supposed to do lachatchila bayom. So the Rav Yoh speaks about this. What page? The Rav Yoh. On page 29.
Rav Yoh says, "Kulam sholo shozum shol shachar kosher nira da apol gav demash v'dlachatchila b'ina naranei tachama hani mili b'hani d'ksiv b'hu yom behedya."
Because whenever the Torah says yom, like yom trua yalachem.
So then, that's the din of Neitzachama, when it says Yom. But these mitzvahs, it never says Yom by the Risem or so. So you have to see. Talis, Tefillin, Kriya Shema, never says the word Yom. The Kumecha doesn't say Yom. The things that say Yom, those are the things that you're supposed to wait L'chatchila till Neitzachama. So that's his word. The other things, you could do earlier, and b'diavad even from Alos Hashach. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that all these things, Mishayakir, they don't say Yom, and b'diavad, even Alos Hashach, even the things that, like, someone came to me the other day, they put on their tefillin talis before the time that's said in the charts. You know, today we're very into the charts. You know, Rabbi Peretzky was the bochen in yeshiva for many years. And he was a Talmud in the Radin Yeshiva when the Chafetz Chaim was still alive. And he said the Chafetz Chaim in that time wasn't able to come to the Yeshiva, so he would have people come to the house. And at the end of Shabbos, he would say like a little Musa Shmuz in the house, right before Maariv. And he said, and then he would tell the Shabbos, go out and look for the three stars. Not go out and look in the calendar. Go out and look for the three stars, and then they were down in Marv. And he said, and if Chavetz Chaim felt that he went a little bit long, he said, you don't have to go out. The three stars are there. You know. So, but today everything is very. So he had a chart. It said this man, and he said he did it before. So the halacha is that it's still okay. The halos hashachar is okay. But the kriya shma also. So that's what he says, that on page 35, my Kriya Shema is Mishiyeret Chaveiro, right? Is Mishiyeret Chaveiro. But on page 36, he writes, Misha Onus, Nashiyah Mashkim, Allah Gimel, page 36, Misha Onus Kedoshaya, Mashkim Latseis Laderach, Shoyoch Olama, Loi Chavim. Yeah, so then he could say it from Kevish Olam Urashachar, Shaper, Karinum Kumecha. He could say it from Alos Hashachar, because any mitzvah that's a day mitzvah, you could say from Alos HaShachar. You can say from Alos HaShachar. So therefore, even the Zman Talis and Tefillin is wherever it says in your chart.
Today you don't have to look in charts, you just look on your phone, you know, they have their Ma'izman and whatever.
He said it, even if you do it before, you're still Yotzim. You're still Yotzim. Chatil, you should most. So that's for Kriya Shema, and for Tefillin, and for... Now, Tefillin is something unique.
Because Tefillin could be that you can put Tefillin on at night. Because we paskin Laila's Zman Tefillin. We paskin Laila's Zman Tefillin. It's just a thing that you might come to go to fall asleep in your Tefillin. So therefore, so Rav Moshe has this famous tshuva. Who was the president that they had daylight savings time, you know, that it was in the 70s?
Carter.
So that was when the shilas were very, very relevant. So Rav Moshe has his tshuva on page 34, when he says, "V'dover Misha holech al kol yom lavoda." He's going all day. V'yev shalol l'sham lo niach tefillin b'chol yom. Im yesh lahatzid lo lo niach tefillin kodam amur ha-shachar. So Rav Moshe says, "Adochem lo diach daitin, s'tzorach lo niach kevin sh'tolek v'kvar chashash shena." In other words, mashkim l'derach, the halacha is, even before lo t'shachar, you can put on tefillin. Because tefillin is really balayla also. It's just a gzeira. Hashem, but the chatchila, there's a din that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that because you might fall asleep. But if you're ready, mashkim, here in Shulchan Aruch on page 33, it says, Ayarotza latzeis ladech bashkama menichem, sheyaviyaz manam ishamish. And the sheet of the Rabbeinu Peretz, on page 31, Rabbeinu Peretz Kosov, came into Kaimel on the Lila's Mount Filinu, El Shein La Nichem Belaila, Mishum Gzeira Hashem Yishem Ben, Mishirotza Lotzeis Laderach, Yochel La Nichem Kodum Zmanim. The Rabbeinu Peretz says a Chiddush, you can even make the bracha on Filin before Alos HaShachar.
Maybe Rav Moshe's Tshuva is 1932 in Russia, and you couldn't go to Shul Mori because the college.
Yeah, but it's the same tshuva. It would apply here as well.
But in this case, he's wearing the tefillin after the zman also. They're not talking about you take it off.
But look what he says here.
No, except the last one that he makes the bracha.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, you put
he makes the bracha.
Four lodges of derech, and you wear them.
He says, the stabi yish lismoch on Rabbeinu Peretz. And he can even make the bracha. So l'chatchila, you're not supposed to do such a thing like this, because we hold, Rav Moshe says, that there's a gzeira d'rabbanan not to put on tefillin at night. But he says, if you have no choice, and you have to go, and there's no other way out, so Rav Moshe was willing to say, you can rely on Rabbeinu Peretz, and you can put tefillin on at night. I mean, early in the morning, before morning, so to speak. Because light is run. And this is, you know, the source of the brisker.
Yeah, for the tefillin. Yeah. Talis is more complicated because talis is it in yom?
Talis doesn't say yom, but it's something. I mean, we have a machlokes rishonim with a beged yom balayla, you know, the whole discussion, but then we assume by Yishom and make a bracha by Yom. But Tefillin is even Balayla. That's the Briska Shita. You know what the Briska Shita is? The Briska Shita is that Tefillin, this is not something we tell people, so we keep it amongst ourselves. But the Briska Shita is that Tefillin is not a daily mitzvah. Not a daily mitzvah. Say, like, if you missed Tefillin yesterday, so you keep it a little bit on more today. Uh-huh. Because it's nothing to do with... Because Tefillin, you see, Kriya Shema, you said Kriya Shema in the morning. Then Zman Kriya Shema is over. Then you have a night Kriya Shema. And then that's over. The mitzvah ends. So now there's a new mitzvah. Tefillin doesn't end. Maybe every Shabbos. That's it. From
from Sunday morning till Friday afternoon, and Midaraisa, it's one continuum. It never ended. So therefore, there's nothing special about this day. And so we assume like the prim gavur, that the best thing is to put on, better to put on tefillin a minute every day than just putting it on 5 hours. Say, put on tefillin 5 hours on Sunday, and nothing else. So the bris kashita is, that's better than a minute a day. Because you put it on 5 hours. This guy only put it on for 7 minutes. We assume, no, it's a daily, we treat it like a daily mitzvah. That's how we treat it. But the briskers said no. Like Rav Shachter pointed out, it says a lot. This Rabbi Ginsburg told me, he spoke to Rabbi Avram Yeshua about this once, about this shita that they hold, Yom Tov Shei, different times, and you don't put on tefillin. The briskers were also mocked by the brisker Rav to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Even in Yerushalayim today, the Americans don't want to keep 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. The briskers, they kept 2 days Yontif even when they lived there. The Americans today, they want to go, they all want to, all of a sudden, they want to keep Bia Chacham Tzvi. You know, they have the T-shirt. We're Chacham Tzvi, we keep the Chacham Tzvi all of a sudden. That became the... But the briskers, the brisker of, in Yerushalayim, they kept 2 days of Yontif. But their sheet it was. If you didn't put it on tefillin today, you could always put it on a little bit more, like a shepherd, whatever, the brisker on a little bit more tomorrow. Because it's not a day, a daily mitzvah. Because Lila's not tefillin. So it's one continuum. The mitzvah never ended. It's not like Kriya Shema. Today's Kriya Shema ended. After it's not Kriya Shema. And then we go into the next thing. Liman HaTorah?
Yeah.
That what?
The same thing
as mitzvah.
So if I
can
learn one
day or I can take off one day and learn the whole day, maybe I should learn the whole day. I don't have to learn the whole week. Uh-huh. I don't know. That's a question. Whether because Kriyishma, there's a Shagisari, but that really Kriyishma is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's supposed to be every day and night. So it's not 100% what you're saying. It's interesting what you're saying. I don't know if it's 100%. 95%. Yeah. So that's the so all these mitzvahs. So that was Rav Moshe's kula. Okay. So let's just review, and then I'll say some divrei agada, and then we'll daven mincha. What did we say? 12, 11. So we discussed. Halicha b'derek koner matfila and asiyat tzroch of koner matfila. So you're not supposed to go on a trip before davening shachris. And there's a machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Aruch HaShulchan said that for dvar mitzvah it's okay. The Kloisenberger Rebbe said no. Dvar mitzvah is not okay. And we see that on Yontif they used to daven late on Yontif so they can prepare the Suda. That was the Aruch HaShulchan's right. So he says, Tod in Derech. So Kloisenberger said, Derech is much more chomer than Asiyas Tzrochov. So that's why the Kloisenberger Rebbe was machmer. This is a chomer that most people don't have. That if he had he would have a bris in a different community, he wouldn't drive to the bris unless he was down in chakras in his local community. He was not to go under Derech before. And the Rav Harfin has pointed out that we're so mechan the Aruch HaShulchan that for mitzvah is mutter, and we consider, and Rabbi Harfin has pointed out, we assume that Mishpatei from the bris is some type of quasi mitzvah that we're at the bris, even though the real mitzvah is the person who's doing the bris and and Asiyas Chatzrochav, we don't do, you're not supposed to do things. Rabbi Willig writes in the Sefer things, he thinks it's things that are going to take time and cause. Like Rav David Feinstein said to me yesterday, thought that taking out of the garbage, something simple like that would be okay. But Asiyas Tzrochav, that's mefurish in the Masechet Sofrim, that the tzorach mitzvah is mutter. And then we saw the question whether.
Can you read the paper, by the way? Or if you read the exact passage about their world, say that's a little thing?
If you read it.
I said, so we agree.
Yeah. If you, you mean you're just looking at the headline quickly.
Right.
You're looking at the headline. Not,
you
know, right. Just looking at the headline. Not not you sitting reading a whole arichas. Maybe look in the headline. Something like that.
Is that with the emails? You check the email?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess how many emails you get.
Okay.
Something that everyone has to be mishayer in their own situation. What's considered, you know, like sometimes I'll mail, you know, a letter or something like that. It takes a second. happens to be in my building. You know, on the way out, the mail is right there. So something that very well sometimes put the Marmakomos sheets or the packets on the table before Shachris or something like that, because I know if I'm going to not get to the Beis Medrash before the Talmidim, so I'll do that before davening or something. You know, we'll put out some Imrei Baruchs to sell before, you know.
So. You wake up before the Zman Tefillah and you stop from doing. You wake up when it's still nighttime, half hour before the minyan starts.
Then you can learn. You can learn the Daf Yomi.
Like Rashi.
And you could, the Shulchan Aruch says you can make Birkas HaTorah, yeah. even before Alos HaShachar, because you already slept your night's sleep. You can make Birkas HaTorah.
Mm-hmm. You can do
Adat Shrachim also. Yes, before the Zaman, but again, something that might be too involved. And then we talked about the idea of mitzvahs that are in the yom, you're supposed to wait till Netzachama. So we said the Prechadish says that doesn't apply to tefillah, right? Tefillah is a separate thing, but it applies to other mitzvahs, and therefore by lulav and halel, there's no heter, unless if you hold like the Rashash, that Netzachama here was lavdafka Netzachama. The Netzachama was, it's a very interesting pshat. And then we discussed the idea of levishas, tzitzis, all the mitzvahs that don't say yom, like tzitzis, tefillin, and kriya shma, l'chatchila, you could do them from Yishayakir. You don't have to wait for l'chatchila. It's not like shofar and mila, that you have to wait l'chatchila till Netzacham. L'chatchila, you can put on tefillin from Yishayakir and talis. And all these things, the beer that you should do from Alos HaShachar. And when it comes to tefillin, Rebbeinu Peretz said you could even do it by Laila and make a bracha, Rebbeinu Peretz said. Because if you're mashkin l'derech, there's no hashash that you're going to fall back to sleep, etc. Obviously, we don't do this only, you know, b'shas sakar godol, to rely on that, to do it before Alos HaShachar. And then we discussed also about going to the mountains. That was the other thing, whether you're allowed to travel to further distance before tefillah. That was, we saw the Rav Moshe's idea there, that maybe wherever you want to daven, you can daven, and others say no, that the Iker is totally on, I think Rav Harfinis has, and others, what your Iker Kavon is. If your Iker Kavon is, you're going to daven in Mount Asela, but you don't want to. You don't daven to the mountains. You want to go to Monticello because you want to spend, you want a vacation there, fine. But then you should really, according to many, you should really daven before you leave. They say the Sama Rebbe's was even, these Rabbi Harfinis quotes, that maybe even to daven bichidus maybe is in certain situations. Because these are real halacha. People don't view it as a real halacha, so then they're more makel. Oh, it's a nice thing. No, but it's a real halacha. So you should you have to make sure you have a good heter to the mele. You know, it could be that Mikra din people the heter of shayara. That if you're going to miss the shayara, so that could be a heter. So maybe you could apply that to like the chacham echa to traffic as well. It's a chiddush. I mean, because if you don't, then like my Talmud, Rav Moshe Tuchman pointed out, then, you know, levatal all the minyan, you know. So I think that's why Rav Tuchman pointed out to me, that's why people, as man as they are looking for that. It could be Mikra Din, maybe not proper. But in this generation where davening and the shul became a very important thing, see, like Rav Tuchman said, in those days, most of the people didn't daven in the shul during the week. It was a Shabbos thing. In time of the Gemara, it wasn't so. Not everyone was going to shul. But in this door, that's the Mechazik, this door. So to be machmer in this and have everyone daven be yechidus, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, would be probably greatest rashlus for the whole. So therefore, so we're more makel on these shilas. But it should be limited to those cases, not when the vacation cases and stuff like that. You should be much more machmer, to daven, even if it means that you get the day will start a little bit later because because of all the because you started off a little later. But this is a din meikar hadin. This idea of starting the day off with ruchnius, I'd like to say over from the Or Chaim HaKadosh. He says that on the pasuk in Vaschanan, "Vatem advekim Hashem alokechem chayim kulchem hayom." So he says a beautiful word. All the Or Chaim HaKadosh is a beautiful. So it's a good limud to learn Or Chaim HaKadosh. And now in this generation, many people have printed perushim. You can get a deluxe Or Chaim HaKadosh in three different types of deluxe Or Chaim HaKadosh. So he calls it Gemara Shavuos. There is a halacha that you're not allowed to moichik shem Hashem. Lo sasun kei l'Hashem elokeichem. You have yud kei vav kei. You moichik even the hay. Then you moichik shem Hashem. So lav d'oraisa. So the Gemara wants to know, what if you have shem Hashem, you have a prefix or a suffix. Beilokim, leilokim, the beis or the lamed, not the actual yud kei, Aleph Lamed, but the prefix. Or Elokechem, Chaf Mem. So the Machlok is in the Gemara. So the Rambam paskins that the prefixes you could erase, but the suffixes you cannot. But no one really thinks that the whole thing is only a derabbanan. That takes away the excitement of the whole work. But that really mitra din, either one could be raised in the whole thing. But bottom line is that's the halacha. That's how the Rambam passed it. That you could, you have to check in Shulchan Aruch, but that's how the Rambam passed it. Or how the Shulchan Aruch passed it. But the Rambam paskins, so I don't want to say what the halacha is, but that's how the Rambam passed it. So the beis you could erase, and the chaf mem you can't erase. So the idea is that because if you start off with Shem Hashem in the beginning, and everything else is nitpal, then everything else has kedusha also. You want to do something before that, but then that doesn't have any kedusha. So Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, is that the Advekim should be Elokeichem, that the Shem Hashem is what? Is at the beginning. Then Elokeichem, then everything else is Nitpal. Everything else is Nitpal Lakareha. So then everything else has kedusha. And there's a vort from the Maggid of Mezrich. He says, one part we didn't discuss in the shiurs about eating before davening, because that requires a whole separate shiur. But the Gemara says, Lo sochlu al adam, lo sochlu kolim shetispalel al dimcha. Don't eat before you daven with you. So the Maggid of Mezrich says is a vort like this, that a person is dam. The famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, if you take blood out on Shabbos, that's Chotzos Netilas Neshama. The Rambam sheet is that if you take dam out on Shabbos, that's like squeezing an orange, it's a Disha, the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is, no, it's Netilas Neshama. Even though the person, Baruch Hashem, stays alive, but even a little blood comes out, Adam or Nefesh, the Rabbeinu Tam says. So that's, so the person is the dam. So what's the Aleph? He says, Aleph is the Ribon, the Alufo Shal Oilam. That's the Ribon Shal Oilam. So Lo Tispalu Al Adam, Lo Tochu Al Adam means don't eat when you're still Dam. You have to be Odam. And Odam means that what? You have the Aleph, the Alufo Shal Oilam, you Davin, the Alufo Shal Oilam, and then Dalad Mem, the Dam, that's the person. So when you're in an Odam, so then that's when you could, when you could eat, because that's what an Adam is. That an Adam is a person that davens to Hashem to full, to fulfill his potential, and that's what makes it's a combination of the Aleph and the Dalet Mem. But the idea being, so a person starts his day off, and he davens, he starts the day off with. So that's what all these halachas are trying to explain to us, how we're supposed to start off the day, and when it's considered too late, too early, etc. So the ikar is that we should have the schus of the siyata d'shmaya, because everything you do in life, you know, as talented as you may be, but if you don't have siyata d'shmaya, you don't get anywhere. The pasuk says, "Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav om lubona bo." You want to build something, you want to create something, but if you don't have siyata d'shmaya, then it's shav. Anything you do is futile. So you need that siyata d'shmaya. So that's why we start our day off with davening to Hashem to get the siyata d'shmaya, and then everything else we do in life. Everything else we do in life, as Hashem will have kedusha. I was at this earlier this week. I was at Dr. Lamb's grandson's chasana, Sam Drach. So his father said of the chuppah drasha from and Dr. Lamb. The Gemara says, "Hi alma domi the behilul." The Gemara says that the whole world is like a chasana. So Dr. Lamb said, "Al derech hadrush," he says, because what's the chasana? It's eating, drinking, everything. But if you don't have the harei mikudesh at the beginning, then everything else is just empty. Everything else is empty. So the same thing, you have a whole world with all the different things in the world, but if you don't have the kedusha in your life, then everything else is just empty. You have all the celebrations of the wedding and this and the preparation. It's all because he's going to say Harei Amakudeshusli. He's going to infuse the kedusha into his life than everything else. So that's what Hay Alma. So that's what as Hashem, we have to start every day in our lives with that kedusha, and then everything else we nitpala Hareha. Atem Advekim Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kulchem Hayam.